Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Bubba Overtime without Bubba.
Yeah, the after show.
The after show on Twitch. We're going to be here for probably like an hour, something like that. That sound good?
Yep. I don't want to stay longer than that.
No?
I got shit to do.
Yeah, you got places to be, people to see.
Yep.
I got to go work out because I didn't yesterday. My ass is still fucking broken. It's broke.
No.
It done broke, and you know what? It's not getting better because I don't want to, you know, you don't want to lose the games.
Let me see here, by the way.
Oh.
But thanks.
What's
there
up?
You go.
I mean, if you guys want it to be.
No, I just know that you weren't here.
Yeah, you weren't here.
You were
weed
whacking or verbiciding or whatever the fuck you do, and now you're here and it's all good.
Well, I haven't done that yet. I got to do that after the show.
Oh, after
my
the
ass
after
is
show?
Broken.
I'm feeling, I don't know how I'm feeling. I don't know. I feel like I don't even want to get, I mean, sometimes more than others, but I don't even want to get in a mood because my mood will be broken.
Isn't that crazy?
It is, seriously. Like yesterday, right before the show started, the after show off the rails, I was feeling like shit. And then the show happened and I was like, wow, I feel so much better. Mm-hmm. And then right after the show, I felt much worse. And then I went to Target and I felt even worse. And I have like an, there are very few things that I feel like I collect. I collect jean shorts. What? Love denim shorts. I have 1,000 pairs, and you know they're all different, but sort of the same at the same time. And I went to Target and I saw a pair of jean shorts that I was going to try, and I was checking out, and I just put it on the hook and I grabbed the basketball instead. I know, because I was like, I can't be just, not that it was, the basketball was that expensive, but you know, I can't just be buying shit willy nilly. I got to get stuff I need, and I needed that fucking ball.
I saw a lot of jean shorts at like the flea market and things like
that. No, I'm never going. No, I don't flea market, and not that I'm better than that, but I don't want to be around.
Let me. I believe it's. I don't flea market.
Flea market. Like, it's not. It's Florida white trash.
Is that like a garage sale?
Yeah.
I don't flea market.
A flea market's like just a big garage sale.
Yeah. Right?
It's even worse, but yeah.
It's a very, very large.
I don't like used. This sounds terrible, but I don't like to thrift. Like, I don't like used shit.
No?
Mm-mm.
Like, you've never taken stuff from a friend?
Yeah, I don't know. It's someone that I know. It weirds me out. It's not so much that like, oh my God, I'm so much better than that. It's just someone's like sniz has been against these pants.
Isn't there panties for that?
I know, but it just freaks me out. It's like they've used it. And I understand that people try on things at clothing stores, so it doesn't even make sense. But
they don't even do that anymore.
Right. They don't even let you do that.
But you wash it and it's all good.
I know. It just, I don't like thrifting. I don't like it.
Blitz, you're okay with it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird, Joe?
Well, I mean, to a point. I mean, I'm
okay with it. I just never do it. I give all my shit to thrift stores, but I don't ever buy anything.
Yeah, no,
from
I'm
there.
Not saying, like, you gave me some stuff, and I had no problem with that.
Yeah,
because
Blitz isn't fatting. We give you his fat clothes.
And some of them are brand new with the fucking tag still on them.
Yeah, but even, like, the used ones.
Yeah.
Like that Twitch shirt.
Yeah, but you know Blitz. Like,
yeah,
you're getting this from, you don't know if it's
a
dead person, which, why would it matter? It's not like they were wearing, well, maybe they were wearing it when they died, but I don't know. I just don't like the idea of it. I like cheap shit. Like, I don't care if it's like $4, but I just don't, I like to be just new. You get it? I just like new stuff.
Yeah, I actually do. I'm
not trying to be a bitch.
I don't care that anyone else does it. And like I said, I donate all my shit, and I don't mind the idea of it, but I'm trying to think, when's the last time I bought any piece of clothing that was used? I don't think I remember.
I feel like there was a time towards the end of my high school career that it was like cool. Like, it was like, oh, I got this at a thrift store.
Yeah.
And it was like vintage and cool and shit. And I really, really fucking tried to wear that uniform of I like thrifting. I was into like hemp bracelets because I smoked weed one fucking time.
Oh my God.
So embarrassing. I would wear like knitted tops. Like, I was like, I'm super type B personality. Like, I was really trying to embrace the hippie lifestyle.
I can't see that at all.
I fucking swear to God, I get to college and I go, this isn't me at all. I hang a little bit farther to the right and I want to be a drunken slut without being the slut part. I want to dress like a slut. I don't want any fucking hemp bracelets anymore. I want the short shorts. I want the midriff tops. I want to be fucking wasted. And I don't want to smoke weed anymore. And I completely shifted gears.
Except for the weed part.
No, I smoked weed in college a lot more. But I'm just saying, when I started in high school, I literally smoked weed once or twice. And I was like, I'm a
pothead.
Did you
get high the first time?
I remember the first time. I wasn't sure. I got the munchies really bad. But I don't know if that's really because I had the munchies or if the person I was with told me I was going to get the munchies.
Yeah, you. A lot of
her name was Jean, and she was like, "You're going to get the munchies." And I go, "Oh, okay." And then we went home, and it was like, I was like, "Oh my God, I have the munch." You know what I mean?
Yeah, but was that really different from probably how you? I mean, you munch a lot now,
right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I thought I was like more hungry, and that it was induced by the weed, but probably not.
A lot of people don't get high the first time they smoke.
Yeah, probably not. I remember we were in like we went in the woods somewhere, and she like pulled over, and we smoked weed, and she drove, and I just thought she was super cool. She went to the rival high school. We were friends since middle school, and she was just kind of like my badass friend. Like, she was my badass friend because she had like smoked weed. I think she'd done maybe cocaine, and she'd had anal sex. So I was just like, oh yeah, this bitch is like legit. And here I was, like this fucking virgin
loser.
She's
my hero.
Pretty much. She was. She was the one whose mom had the douchebag that looked like a ketchup bottle. She was half Asian. I guess that's what they do over there in Singapore. I told you about that.
Yeah.
And I washed my hands with her mom's douchebag. That was frightening. I was like, why do my hands smell like vinegar? I thought this was soap. She goes, no,
why
my
are my
douche.
Hands so fresh and so clean?
Oh, so fresh and so clean.
So disgusting. But yeah, so I went to Target yesterday and, it was just I don't know about, but where you're
did you
like
buy soap.
I did. I bought lots of soap. I don't know where your happy retail place is, but mine is definitely Target, just because there's so many things there.
I love Target. I like Walmart better.
Yeah, especially if you go to a nice Walmart.
It's the people.
Okay.
The fucking, I feel so good about myself after going to a Walmart. I'm 100%. Like, holy fuck. Why like Target, you're like, hey, there's some cute chicks and all that. Like, that's cool. But like, you could go to a Walmart and just look around and be like, God damn, I'm fucking badass. Look at these motherfuckers in here.
That is true.
I don't like the parking situation in Walmart. It's just very, it's the cattle call. You know what I mean?
So?
I don't like it. It's not a
but
bad or good thing.
But you're kind
of
an elitist in your mind.
No,
so
I'm not.
You kind
I just like, because I like Target. No, I'm not going to fucking
Walmart,
Versace.
You could walk through Walmart and be like, I am better than everybody here. And you feel good.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Wouldn't that be more of the elitist attitude?
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't like doing that. I just want to get the fuck out. I'm always scared that I'm going to be part of like a World Star video or something.
Which Walmart are you going to? I mean, I guess
the one that's closest
to
my house is the one on 19.
Like, that's not a bad one. That's Pinellas Park.
Did you hear what you just said? That's Pinellas Park.
Yeah, but I mean, there's one.
For a long time, that was the busiest Walmart in the world.
Yeah, that is true.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I knew that. Why? What do you mean for a long time?
I don't think it is anymore. But
yeah,
it used
I think
to
one
be.
Beat it. But for like 5 or 6 years, it was the busiest Walmart.
Interesting.
Everyone went there because that was one of the biggest. That was one of the first super centers that opened up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a Walmart super center. I got a bike there that was later stolen. I think that's the last time I was there, maybe about 4 years ago. But yeah. I don't go to Target just because of what they have. It's also the experience that you get, like a Winn-Dixie experience versus a Publix. You might be able to get similar shit, but it's just a nicer experience going to Publix.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
The difference is like you're putting that shit in your body.
Yeah.
There's stuff you can buy food at Walmart.
Oh yeah, no. You could so if you're gonna go to Walmart, you can buy like canned food and stuff like that. Like maybe a fruit here or there.
You can buy like yogurt and milk and whatever.
As long as it's like name brand. Don't ever buy their shit.
You don't like Great Value?
Fuck no.
You don't Great Value anything? Why? Because you think you're too good for Great Value?
I don't think I am.
It's a Great Value.
I don't think too good for it. I know I'm
I
too
know
good.
I know I am.
They need to change their name.
That shit is garbage.
Diva Blitz over here.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but Target is usually my happy place. I've never been
so... Do you get Archer Farms?
Huh?
Isn't that fucking Target's
brand? Yeah, that's Target's brand name.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's all...
Because it doesn't sound like a brand
it's
name.
Up,
like great
up
value.
And up.
What?
Up and up.
What?
Up and up.
What the hell are you talking about?
Isn't that like the brand of toiletries and stuff? Up and up?
Oh, with like the arrow?
Yeah.
Is that Target?
That's what I found at Target.
Yeah.
Everything that I have is like up and up Band-Aids, up and up like anti-age cream.
I'm pretty sure it's Target.
yeah.
But like their food's like Archer Farms, I think.
Oh, okay. I don't get food at Target ever. I don't really get food at Target. But usually it's just such a nice, calming experience. Especially when I went, it was probably about like 1:30, which is like a nice time to go during a weekday, which is perfect. And usually I go and I'm like just so like... It's like you just kind of get lost in time and space. You're just like, I'm like, oh, a pot. Oh, you know, whatever. Jean shorts. Oh, like little top. Oh, running shorts. Whatever it is. It's just like it's such a nice experience. I was just pacing through Target, just totally anxiety ridden, like freaked out. I can't even fucking focus on what I'm looking at. I'm just pacing up and down like a mad woman.
Blitz, can we take her to the Walmart on Hillsboro?
Sure. The one on the north side of the road?
Is that like the worst one?
The north side, Hillsboro, like 15th Street?
Yeah.
I think she'd like that one.
There's a few that are pretty good like that.
Yeah. One entrance in, one exit out.
I'll tell you what store I've kind of liked lately is Home Goods.
Oh.
Yes.
And then there's an at home.
I just snapped.
There's an at home.
It's a new furniture, kind of similar.
No, it's
like Home Goods?
It's like Home Goods, but it's more, it's like a Home Depot version of Home Goods, and it's like huge.
Yeah.
Is it like IKEA? I've never been to an IKEA before.
So that was my next thing, is we're going to go to an IKEA soon.
I've never been to one.
I haven't either.
I hear you get lost in there, and there's Swedish meatballs in the middle.
You're going to have to try a Swedish meatball.
Oh, I don't eat meat.
Too bad. You said it.
All right. I guess so. 81390 Bubba. But yesterday was just fucking horrible. It really was. I was so fucked up the whole day. The entire fucking day. I was like watching Dave Smith and just crying. He's like talking about inflation. I'm just crying.
Oh my God.
I'm working on prep, making sure that I would look on New York Post and then I'd be like, oh, that, because it's such a great news aggregate. And then I would just find like the equivalent of like Newsweek or whatever and just post that instead. you know, not that anyone noticed, but that's okay. I did it anyways. I know. And then I, you know, I cubed a little just to try.
Swear, Baba, that wasn't my story.
I mean, it was, but from the day prior.
Right.
Mm. You know, I only make a mistake. Well, never mind.
You only make the same exact mistake once.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, if I make a mistake, just make it once and not be a repeat offender. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. So, you know, I feel like working here sometimes sometimes it takes a while for the dots to connect. But once they do, you just roll with that. And then I'll be pretty good for a few months. And then, you know, you'll have a massive fuck up. But kind of like I was telling Bubba when he was asking me to describe what it's like working here, there's going to be a lot of ups and there's going to be some serious downs.
Yeah.
And downfalls, not any other kind of downs. But then there's going to be some, you know, times when it's just kind of like average, but very few. But usually the drama is you're either flying high, you're laughing, you're pissing your pants, you're having the best time of your life, or you are driving to Skyway, which is where I was headed. But then I, you know, decided to get off at Martin Luther King Boulevard and go to Target instead. So it's all good.
It's because there was a toll at the Skyway and I didn't want to pay it.
That's right. It was too expensive. You had to go to the toll before.
I was
going to
jump off the Skyway until they said it cost $1. And I was like, no way.
I'll save my life.
So you went to Target and bought a basketball.
Yeah, I bought a basketball. Oh, and some other stuff, but like soap and shit, because that's all I do is fucking use soap and get in trouble. And I was in such a fucking weird headspace. And I kept telling myself, like, listen, on it, you being upset isn't changing anything. You still just have to deal with it. Right. You just have to address it. You'll just have to deal with it. And I was kind of playing out every which way and how it could go. I'm like, do I get it? Does that make me look like a brown noser? And yeah, I'm like, what's the best case scenario, worst case scenario? I'm trying to think about all the different, combinations, permutations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't consider that he just wouldn't accept my gift. That didn't ever cross my mind, which was stupid. I just thought he would get it and maybe he would be angry about it, or he would take it and it would go in my favor where he would soften up and it would kind of smooth things over. But it didn't occur to me that he would not accept it for some reason.
Even to this point hasn't touched it.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's been opened, and it's something that we can use as a group, as a team. So
we gotta fill it up. Do we have an air pump?
I have one.
Okay. No. I'm not being a dick.
No, I know you're not. I know.
I'm just saying that if he grabs, he's gonna be like, it's fucking flat.
I know. I almost brought it in today. I forgot.
Yeah, it was gonna be. Yeah. I was just warning because I tried to bounce it, and I was like, oh crap. And then I'm like, if Bubba does, he's gonna be stupid, flat. We don't have an air pump.
A lot of them now, they don't even sell pumped up. They're like flattened into a little box.
Yeah.
So they're
deflated, and a lot of time like Amazon,
easier to transport, I guess.
Yeah, so it's cheaper to ship them with, you know, smaller. It's cheaper for them to squish them down and put an inflator in the fucking box than it is to ship them inflated.
Well, do you remember when they had the basketball with the inflator in it? They built the inflator in, so you just like pumped it up yourself.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure they did. I think I heard of it, but I don't remember that.
I mean, I knew it broke a bunch, but then they stopped. But it was nice because if it went, you just had to like pull out the cap and pop it up, and it was good.
Pop the cap. I almost got Bubba a personal gift. I was in the men's aftershave razor department for about 15 to 20 minutes, and I was trying to find this.
I almost got him a bottle of Harry's.
No, I was trying to find this. Brute. I was looking for the aloe vera. I'm like, maybe I just get him a bunch of... Like, I'm trying to be thoughtful about shit. I don't want to just get him, like, a banana, whatever. So I was trying to think, like, be thoughtful about shit, stuff that he actually uses, and I swear to God, I was looking for this aloe vera spray for fucking 15 minutes. I couldn't find anything comparable to it. So I was going to get him like a really nice razor with aftershave. And I'm like, what is he, my boyfriend? Like, that's fucking weird. So then I put that shit all back. And I'm like, think, bitch, think. And so then I'm like just going through the aisles, like looking at shit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we just got a new hoop. So maybe if I get him a basketball, that's kind of like something that we can all use. So I went with that, which I think was the better move.
I agree.
Than like a personal. I didn't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. I was so fucking distraught the entire day yesterday. I didn't know my head from my ass. And then you just kind of get defeated, which is kind of the goal of where you want to go.
Not
to get to the point where you don't care anymore, but you're just, you've beaten yourself so far down that you're ready for anything.
Lummy, do you get like that?
Never. I've never experienced that in my
entire
life.
You've never felt so
here.
Defeated and beaten down where you just almost like lose the will to live and no one can hurt you.
She couldn't hear the sarcasm in your voice, Lummy.
You mean the 90% of the time that I'm here?
I could absolutely. Like where you just feel defeated and you feel like a fucking loser and that you don't bring any value. And then you come to work and you think like, hey, you know, this is okay. He's going to accept my gift and then he doesn't accept the gift. But then it's kind of a reverse Willy, and then you get the bell, and then Dan says you're a piece of shit, and you're getting it as a consolation prize. But you know that already, but you're just trying to go along with it.
Right.
You didn't want anybody to say it out loud. It's the truth that everybody knows, but no one's really speaking about. Mm-hmm. But Dan will say it to your face because he fucking hates you.
Yeah, but Anna, you got to think about this. Like, I feel that way every day heading into work. I don't want to mess up, and I don't want to get yelled at. And then I get like about 3 seconds of excitement with the belt.
Yeah.
And then it tripped away.
Yeah, I get it.
So
but
now
then,
I'm back down.
But then you're told, like, hey, listen, like, I think you're great and everything, and you're fine here. Your job's not in jeopardy, but I've been talking to some other bitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been talking to some other bitches. Oh, was I not supposed to say that sort of thing? And then you go, oh, okay, well, is this, you know, since yesterday? He goes, no, this is since a long time ago when things were great with you. I go, oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. This is fine. Everything's great. I like job
I'm
security.
Fine. I'm fine.
What? Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
But it's not even like I have no, like, at yeah, I didn't
you,
even have any sass say? Left.
Course,
I just,
oh,
I had
yeah,
nothing.
No.
I had no gas. I didn't feel great. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel anything. And that's really where you want to be. That's how you really kind of survive and thrive in life.
Yeah, just be dead inside.
Yeah, because then guess what? No one can hurt you if you're dead inside.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
my
not
God.
He can find
yeah, Lummy's dead
ways.
Inside, yeah. And he still gets hurt.
Lummy's not dead inside.
Yes, listen, there's
he's
times
not dead inside.
When I think I'm going good and I'm pulling up the nose about 1%, and then Bubba just comes and he goes, nope, let's just put you back down there, buddy.
Well,
what?
That's
but
not truly dead inside. I mean, I don't know if we've really experienced rock bottom, but I mean, when I first started working here, it was pretty fucking bad. And at a certain point, people stop hurting your feelings because it's just like you hear it all the time. You tell yourself it all the time. But then what's worse is when you get a little bit of a bump and you're like, and not cocaine, but like a little bit of a bump and you're like kind of flying, not high, but certainly not low. And you're like, I'm improving. We're ascending. This is great. And then it just like nosedive crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you think you're rock bottom. Bottom, but you're not, and that's always the worst because you go, oh, there's more to fall.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst, is when you think that you've really hit rock bottom in the sense that you've really actually built some strength and character because you're like, I can handle anything. Give it to me. And then they give it to you, and then you go, oh, actually, I just found something else that can hurt my feelings.
Whoa, please.
Please. Yeah, so that's kind of where I was yesterday. Last night, and then, but I'm feeling, I don't know how I'm feeling. I'm feeling better than I did yesterday, I'll tell you that much, because there's just a feeling, man, and I know that, you know, Blummy can for sure knows what I'm talking about, and I'm sure Blitz is too.
Of course.
Where it's just this, like, sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach, where you're like, this is a pickle. This is the problem of the day, and I don't know if it's going to be the problem of the week. Hopefully not.
And like I said on the air today, and I've talked to you guys personally, you know, the same, there's pretty much nobody that can understand what really goes on here, including us sometimes.
Oh.
But like, even the people, like I said earlier, even the people that, you know, are close to here, the royalty and stuff that do hang out, like, and I think some of them think they really know. And they really have no idea.
And even if they did, well, actually, they have no fucking clue because I will be sitting here within Bubba, like in Bubba's presence, and I still don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right.
Sometimes I'll even like text Blitz. I'm like, is this a real deal? Like, is this real? Is this a bit? Am I being funny? Am I not being funny? Is he getting actually angry? Sometimes he can switch mid like bit where it's like, He's kidding, and then it turns into real heat, and then you still think it's not real heat, and it just, it's a mind fuck.
And I think a lot of times, too, Bubba doesn't know
Bubba
if it's real heat or
know.
Not. And it'll either, you know, he'll get off the air, and it'll turn into, hey, this is funny, or he'll work himself up and get pissed.
It's a crapshoot. Literally nobody knows. But that's kind of the fun of it.
Of course.
That's kind of the fun of it. You know, when I was thinking about that yesterday, as I was pacing through Target, I'm like, what am I even... I wasn't even looking at anything. I was just almost like walking with a cart back and forth. That's when I know... I don't know if anybody else does this, but when I start doing shit like that, I know I'm really distraught. Or, and I don't know if anybody else does this, I'll get in my car... And I won't turn on any music, and I won't realize it's on for like 10 or 20 minutes.
Oh, I, that,
do you know what I'm talking about? And then suddenly you come to, and you're like, there's just silence. Usually you have music, you're like bopping around, yep. And you're just in silence.
Sometimes like when I'm either driving home from here or driving to here, I'll get like right down the street and be like, I never even turned the radio on.
It's fucked.
Which I kind of, I like that though, because like sometimes, but like I can get, you know, I can get my head, I can also clear a few things out that way.
Yeah, but usually it's never good when you're that deep in thought. It's not because you're like elated. It's that you're like, how am I going to get out of this?
No, if you're happy, you want music so you can like be
bop
happy
around
with the music.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you need to be like introspective or think about things or like talk things out with yourself, like, hey, when I do this, it's going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. He's going to say that. She's going to say that. He's going to say this.
Which is worse than being sad. I would much rather just be sad because that is an emotion I can process. But when I feel like I have to, when I'm anxious and I feel like I need to problem solve, that's what I was doing through Target. I'm like, okay, what's the fucking
move? Yeah, I mean, I live my life that way.
Yeah, so, and I know you do. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm like, who gets in trouble? I'm like, let me, whatever. He gets in trouble all the time. I'm like, Dan gets in trouble periodically. How does Dan get out of it? I'm like, he buys shit. Mm-hmm. Where are you now? A place where people buy shit. Buy him something. And I'm like, what to buy?
Have taken on mine one if you were thinking of it.
Take what?
Taking on, because you're like, oh, Lemmy always gets in trouble, but Lemmy gets out of his trouble. So wouldn't you want to do what Lemmy does?
How do you get out of trouble? I mean, you just like bend over and get an ass whooping or something.
I go do exactly what he says.
I know. It wasn't that I was not going to do what he wanted me to do. That's obviously, I'm going to change course with, you know, how I was doing the content. That was besides the point. I just wanted to smooth things over so it doesn't have to be, because listen, like, I'm not going to name any names, but sometimes when you get into a little tiff with somebody, it takes a while to get back to where you were, and that fucking sucks.
Yep.
So you're good with someone, you're cool with someone, and then you have a little bit of a tiff on the air, and then suddenly it's like a month or two of like, it's kind of awkward, we're getting back to where we are, and then as soon as you get back to where you were, you fuck up again, meaning me. I fuck up again, or I do something to piss that person off, and then it's like, you set the time back two months, and then you have to kind of, at first it's like the first couple week, like first couple days, you don't even fucking acknowledge each other's presence. And then you get a hi, hey, how's it going? And then you get a, how's your weekend? And then you make a few jokes, then you can kind of make fun of each other. And then before you know it, you're asking them for rides again, and it's all good. And then you say something stupid, and then you set the clock back. I'm sure you all know who I'm talking about. But anywho, that's I didn't want it to be like
Hoppy
that.
Hoppy again.
Yeah, Hoppy.
I didn't get it until, you know, the car rides, and then I knew it was Hoppy
fucking
probably.
Hoppy. I think I've told this story recently. Actually, I know I have, but my first time working with Ryan Hoppy, he there used to be this thing for kids with cancer.
Oh my God.
That's not the joke. That's not the punchline. That's not the punchline, you sick fuckers.
Is there more to that?
Some of them were terminal, some of them weren't. But yeah, it was the Apple a Day thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I was doing promo at the time. I must have been in Florida 5 weeks at this time. It was right at the fucking beginning of me working at Cox. And I got booked to do this Apple a Day thing. And at that time, it was at the studio. And they invite all the families and they give the iPads away. Mm-hmm. And they do this big, you know, it was not like a luncheon, but they have like snacks and, you know, I'm sure that sandwiches, pizza, whatever it is, like just a big to-do where they do this like presentation of the iPad. It was a really, really cool event, except I was working with Ryan Hoppy.
Now, how do they introduce you like him to him? Like, what do they kind of tell you about him?
I remember Olivero told me that, hey, you're working with Ryan Hoppy. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, you can't miss him. He's enormous. And he's like a doofus. And I said, okay. And then I saw him and I was like, that must be Ryan Hoppy.
Yeah, you're like, he's enormous and he looks like a doofus. Yeah, like, that's gotta be him.
That must be him. Like, you must be Ryan. He's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like,
how'd you know?
So, God, I'll pull up the pictures because I have them. So we do this event and the woman that was working the event was like the saleswoman. I don't even remember her fucking name. Like pretty brunette, whatever. And she was really stressed, obviously, because this is kind of like her event. She wants it to go off without a hitch, and she is doing it for kids with cancer. So it's kind of like a serious deal where, you know, we don't know how much time these kids have left, and, you know, their families have been through a lot, and you just want things to go over smoothly and make sure that they just have like one, not even one day, but like one afternoon where it's just like a fun event, a carefree event. You know, there's smiles, there's cupcakes, there's candy, whatever there is, just so that everything like looks good and runs smoothly. Well, then they shouldn't have put Ryan Hoppy on the event because this woman put together, she got these gourmet cupcakes.
Those things are expensive too.
Yes, they fucking are. And not the kind you get, and I love Publix, but not the kind you get at Publix where it's like, you know, vanilla frosting. Like, this is like,
they're like 12 bucks a piece.
Yeah, like crazy novel, like novelty flavors, like cookie dough, ice cream, chocolate chunk, like shit like that. Mm-hmm. So she's like, can some people help me bring the cupcakes in for my car? And I don't know if, I can't remember if I did that or if I was like helping with the display or something. And I remember, you know, she was carrying in these bags and, you know, making sure the handle was on the, you know, on the top side, whatever. And I remember like Ryan just grabbing these bags by like, okay, so for example, you know, as you can see on Twitch, this is how you carry a bag. Like Ryan Hoppy was probably carrying it like this, you know, with boxes, and they're all kind of like flip-flopping around. And I remember seeing how he was just kind of manhandling these cupcake bags. And I just remember thinking, like, that can't be good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that these things are in an enclosed glass case with each cupcake. I know how cupcakes operate. Usually, if you hold the box on its side, you're going to fuck up the cake.
Usually.
Well, I was right. As this woman opened each box, I just remember her being like, are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? I'll pull up the pictures now, but I took pictures of these cupcakes. They were so fucking funny. Ryan Hoppy totally ruined everything. And I'll never forget it. I'm standing there staring at this woman, absolutely having a complete meltdown. This is before the kids were there and the parents and everything.
I sure hope so.
And I'm standing there just like staring at her. And I hear Ryan Hoppy come in from the left, and he just goes, do you think she's mad?
No, she's just cussing a storm up, yelling for no reason at all.
I'm like, I think the emotion that she's displaying is madness.
Country Girl 92, 1,500 bets.
Thank you very much. I'm going to try to...
214 plus a 114 kicker.
Let's see, when did I get here? 2016. Yeah, so I gotta find these cakes.
When in 16 did you get here?
April 16th. Is that weird that I remember the date? Probably not.
Like April 16th, 16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Here is Exhibit A. You guys can see that. You see those cupcakes?
Gotta have those cupcakes. Oh, those are nice.
Totally fucked up. Totally fucked up. And then there's one more. Oh, this one's even better. Absolute best. And so and those were for the kids with cancer, and I'll never forget that. And I just remember, like, man, Ryan Hoppy just fucking ruined it. He ruined it. And there's some other stories that are even better than that that we're not going to get into because it's really not my story to tell.
Oh
my god. And boy are they good. They are grand. But you know, those are the kinds of people that I was working with at Cox. I forgot where I was going with this other than Ryan Hoppy as a character.
But, yeah, bro.
Yeah, he kind of slips in and out of people's good graces, much like we all do here, I feel like. But at the end of the day, like I said earlier on the show, I could never lead a boring life. I would much rather have days where it really is painful and anxious, mm-hmm. but at least I feel something. So many people feel nothing. They feel nothing. They just... And I hate to say this because maybe it's many of you, the 639 people that are listening right now, you're just in front of a computer, no one to really see, especially now because of COVID. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to go. You don't even get the water cooler conversations, which are the best part of work.
Of course.
Is being in the trenches together and being like, fuck, you know, our boss. I hate that guy. I hate Johnson. He sucks. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's the best part of work is not work, but the camaraderie you have with your coworkers. In the trenches, and you don't even have that now, and you're just at home sending emails, and there's you. It's here's the thing that, like, and I was talking to my roommate about this, and or I don't know if I said this to her, if I thought it out loud, I don't remember. But you, when that happens, when you just live a day that is Groundhog's Day every day, you don't make any memories,
right?
And I think that that's what tripped up so many people in 2020. Actually, I know that's why, because every day was like the same in and out,
mm-hmm.
right? So say you're not going to work and you don't have like, oh yeah, that's the day we did this at work, and that's the day we had Spirit Week or whatever the fuck corporate people do, you know, whatever it is, or that's the day I went to fucking Hooters with you know,
dude,
John,
they let us wear jeans that day.
Yeah, exactly. Duncan, what is it, Duncanburg? I can't even fucking write
Duke motherfucking K.
Oh, thank you.
Did we just interrupt your stories? Because I see the bits.
I know. I just, you know, it caught my eye, so. Squirrel. But I got squirrel.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to end your story, and then you started reading it. I'm like, take a breath then.
I scrolled myself. But, like, don't you think that's the case with what happened with 2020 and the way that people's lives are living? Is they're like, I don't know what season it is. I don't know what month it is.
People don't even count that year as like a year.
Yeah, it's a throwaway year.
Yes, it's a skip. We shouldn't be older now. And I know you'd like that, Anna.
Yeah, I would.
So you're what, 34 or so?
I'm 34 now, thanks. Oh, but it's just, but imagine doing that day in and day out where you're just like in front of a computer for 10 plus hours. Now, granted, you also have a more cushioned and secure life.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you won't get fired for like a misfire YouTube willy, but you live a boring fucking life. Mm-hmm. I cannot live a boring fucking life. I'll go crazy. Is that how you guys feel? Like, you can't, you've never been able to fit in the corporate square? I don't know why I went like that. That's not what I meant.
That's not a corporate square.
That's
how you get a job.
That's how you get a corporate square.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Not how I get this job.
That's how you move up in the world.
Yeah, that's how you get, you do the Evita. But is that how you feel? Like, you couldn't just work a normal job because you're not a normal person?
Okay, so let's assume you are offered a corporate 9-to-5 cubicle on the computer, you know, returning emails. Mm. How much money would you have to make that okay?
Probably 6 figures.
Okay.
Definitely. But
so like 80 grand a year, you'd be like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Well, you told me to name a price.
So she wants 100K.
I know, and I'm coming back. I'm clapping back at you. I'm saying, look, I can't afford 100 grand, but how about 80?
9-to-5 benefits splits?
Yeah, 401k, health benefits, health insurance, paid time off.
Probably not.
Stock options.
That's over
100 grand, right? That's all. That makes it over 100 grand then. With your health insurance now.
Yeah,
your paid time off.
I mean, again, I don't have like a family, so I don't mind roughing it. You know, if I had like a kid or something, I can be like, well, the kid's going to have to fucking suffer because I got to live my dream.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's just me that I'm thinking about, and I don't think I would. I think I'm too addicted to like the rush, the attention, like all of this stuff. It gives me I wake up in the morning and I'm like excited. Not this morning, but most mornings I wake up and I'm like really excited to come to work.
80 grand a year in benefits. You know how much drugs you can buy and get that excitement?
Yeah, no kidding. Wait till you get off at 5.
I don't
really
do. I'm not trying to burst everyone's bubble what they think of me, but I actually don't really do drugs anymore.
Hey, how's it going, Anna's mom?
Oh, no, I really don't.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, everybody.
Yeah, honest mom.
Don't
wink,
show
wink.
Up at any
don't,
parties.
I don't do drugs anymore.
Yeah. I really don't.
I don't really do that much. As you know, mom, it's called Blitz. What business are we in?
We're in the show business, Lummy.
Show business. Yep.
I mean, drugs are fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I got nothing against drugs. I
just
love
don't
drugs.
Do them anymore, yeah. Mom.
Just don't wink, do them anymore. But not. I mean, it's not that I'm not going to say I don't, but it's really not the focus of my life. Is it? Not that it used to be, but it was. I was way more into partying, and that's kind of just a part of partying. And now it's just less appealing. It's so much less. And it's not because like I'm older and like more mature. It's just like maybe I'll get back into it next year. Who knows? I'm just kind of taking a few years off where it's just not as appealing anymore. But, you know, maybe the boring life will get old and I'll get back into it.
There's nothing as cool as a late 30-year-old at a fucking party doing drugs.
Who fucking cares? I'm living my life. I don't give a fuck what age I am. If I want to do acid when I'm 70, I'm going to do it. I'm going to let my age hold me back, bitch.
Are you doing energy drinks again?
Well, I just did one day. Sorry, Mom. But that was last Thursday. But I didn't do it for like what? At least a month and a half.
Yeah, it was quite a while.
Yeah, like 6 or 7 weeks of nothing. So
we jumped off that bandwagon together the same day.
Yeah,
I had some today too.
Yeah, I was gonna say I saw a monster in your hand.
That was the leftover from yesterday.
Oh, well, that doesn't make it any better.
Sure does.
Whatever.
It was already open. What the fuck am I gonna do? Pour it out?
No, he's not wasteful.
Drink it.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Anna, I just want you to know you just made me cry a little bit because I do that every day. I sit in front of a computer every day, 8 hours a day.
Whoa, you...
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, Brandon.
I didn't cry.
Okay.
But I do that for 8 hours a day.
Well, listen, a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
You're going to make Brandon drink himself to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Is that different than any other night?
No.
My mom got a whole new bottle for me.
There you go. Oh, God.
Full of vodka.
There you go, Brandon.
Which you gave me last night. But what I was going to say is I saw a woman stressed out when we were trying to find me a florist at the pool. He was so stressed out that day.
Oh, I know. I was there. I was there.
I don't think I did anything besides look for that stupid hooker. He didn't show up.
Until we heard that fucking Brandon turned the other one down.
Yeah, I know. That pissed me off, Brandon.
Yeah, what the fuck, Brandon?
That pissed me off. Like, reverse the heat, Lami.
Revert the heat, Lami. Reverse it.
Yeah, I was. I was sitting there all day, and then when he said that, I go, are you fucking kidding me? All last night, I'm on hooker sites, and then this morning, all I'm doing is calling hookers to try to get this guy laid, and he turned down the one we found.
Wait, why did you turn him down? Turn that woman down again? Was it because she was hardballing you?
Because I was already dressed and down by the pool, and my mom said, I'm not going to weigh you down again because it's too much work.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Typical excuse. I don't believe it. His mom shook her head now.
That's a typical Iowa excuse.
Yeah.
Are you coming? You're coming down for Barb, right?
Yeah, as long as my mom's surgery's all done and she's healed up.
Oh, good. How's she? She's doing good?
Yes.
Do you remember her problem, Anna?
7.5 steroids now.
She's got a popped tit.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said a breast thing.
Yeah. Pop tit.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. But she's got
7.5. She's down to that. That's good.
Yeah, considering what she was.
Wait, 7.5 what?
Prednisone.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
It's a steroid.
I know it's a corticosteroid. I just didn't know what 7.5 meant. That number doesn't mean anything.
Milligrams. Milligrams.
Okay, relax.
It's not as fun as coke.
Relax, Dr. Pharmacist over here.
Well, she was on, like, what, like 30 a day?
She started at 60.
Holy shit, that's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. She's been on it since last January.
Okay. Well, best regards to your mom, okay? Tell her that we said that we hope she's... It sounds like she's doing just fine, but, you know.
She just can't wait for school to start next week.
Oh, so she doesn't have to see your ass every day?
Yeah. Well, then she got to deal with this snot-nosed little... Mm-hmm.
What grade does she teach?
She's a special ed aide, so she got to
deal with
special people like me every day, too.
Well, wow, I'm sure they're not as special as you, Brandon.
Shut up, Lonnie.
He's special.
That poor lady has to deal with you in the morning, then go into work, deal with those people, and then come home and deal with you some more.
No.
And that's after Brandon's down a half a bottle of vodka,
Brandon, your mom is a fucking saint. I hope you know that.
Yeah.
That's why she's my best friend.
Aww, that is very sweet.
Your mom's awesome.
Then she has to put up with your brother, too. Hey, struck.
Boston.
Yeah.
Well, Blitz, did your mom come to her high school graduation?
No, she's going to go next year.
Oh, she's going to go next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she went to high school, and she's from Midwest? Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa.
Yeah.
All right.
West of Iowa.
All right, guys. Well, you have a good show and all that. You'll be okay.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well,
thanks, Brandon.
I'm okay right now. We'll see where I am in 20 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Might get an email after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Throw me off for the next 4 hours. It really fucking will. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Track Me. I'll be in and out real quick.
I know. You're always good. You're the best call. Go ahead.
I know. Yeah, I try to get in and out and then bother you because I don't know how I'm good to say. But anyway, Lummy, glad to see you on the show three-way today. Makes it a fun show. And then I have a question for you. Are you going to be doing any more of your football stuff talk shows? I haven't heard any lately. I didn't know if you were going to get back on.
Yeah, Lummy, you're going to be doing that?
Yeah, Scout Show?
Yes,
yeah, Lummy.
We're working on dates right now.
Who are you going to do the show with?
And we're working on all those details behind the scenes.
We are. So me and Lummy are talking about doing it. And I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to obviously be involved in setting it up. But
do you know sports?
A little bit, thanks, but not enough to do a sports show. Sure. Definitely no.
Okay.
Especially when people want to hear the stats.
Right. I don't do stats.
That's when Lummy becomes a genius, and it frightens everybody.
Sports stats and World War II, Lummy's a genius.
Everything else, you're shit out of luck. Thank you, Track Me. Appreciate your call, man.
All right, see you.
Bye. Do sports just not interest you? I know you know how they're played, like you get the basic rules and stuff, but you don't seem to be like, oh, back in 1977, fucking the guy with the blob, Gruden was the fucking guy.
Fuck no.
2000s. So, but usually you just hear that by, you don't have to research, you just have a memory on it, and You kind
of
know it.
Yeah, but a lot of the stuff is like you didn't even like live through, I feel like.
Yeah, but
like,
you watch documentaries and you watch different
things.
Of course,
you watch documentaries. Because who wouldn't love to watch a fucking a documentary about baseball statistics?
No, you watch a documentary about like the best this, or you watch
Hammer and Hank.
You watch a documentary on like the 76 Bucks and how they came around.
Yeah, but they don't have a documentary for every fucking player that you know of. No. Like those are just the fucking greats. Like
you don't
want to
watch a documentary on the 76 Bucks?
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. It's on a Football Life on the NFL
Network.
Football
Life?
Yeah, it's a football. I
thought you meant $76.
Yeah, 76. No, it's a good one because they came out of nowhere. They were practicing outside. Or they were weightlifting outside. Their weight room was outside
like
by the airport.
Like a fucking prison.
With rusty weights.
Yeah, and it was all by the airport. They literally
they
had
sucking
jet fuel.
In jet fuel.
You didn't know that? They also lost...
lives?
No, they lost 30 games straight, I think it was. Some shit like that.
Is that the original one-buck place?
Are you going to let Lil Wilbur play football if he wants to?
If he wants to, yeah.
But you're not going to be like, that's too dangerous for my son, and it hurt his head, and...
Well, by the time he's probably, like, old enough, they're probably...
Yeah,
so
not as
technology.
An infant, idiot! Obviously not! He's not going to play infant football!
No,
fuck.
I meant technology will be probably so... Or they'll change the rules.
He's going to play
helmets.
Madden.
He's going to play...
Well, like, helmets are probably going to be even... Like, even Jay was saying the helmets have changed...
Don't the helmets make the head injuries worse because people lead with their head?
That's why, but they're teaching they're teaching everybody to not lead with their heads.
Right, you got to lead with your elbows.
All right, elbows to your knees.
Yes, elbows to the knees.
Make it twerk, touch the ground.
Yes,
shake that ass,
before you can tackle someone, you have to twerk.
But it's still
it.
Like you can still fuck your. You know, I've seen guys get paralyzed on the field before. Like it's a really fucking vicious sport.
It's a vicious sport and everything.
Let me. What sports do you want Lil Wilbur to play?
Well, I mean, it's up to him, but I mean, I'll put him in all the sports.
What if he's like, Dad, I want to do choir.
Baseball,
Dad, I want to do drama.
That's fine. I did that in
school.
You
did drama?
Yeah.
Okay.
Band and all that stuff.
First sport is what?
Probably soccer. It will start off being soccer.
Okay.
And then go to like probably swimming and then baseball. And
you got to learn how to swim just in general because not that you have to be on the swim team, but like you should start teaching your kid how to swim at like 2 or something.
No, when they're a baby, you throw them in.
Yeah, you do.
An infant. Yeah,
a noodle.
You do.
They learn how to float on their back.
Yeah. That's actually a big deal. Like
especially in Florida, like everyone should know.
Well, lucky because Ashley can teach the kid how to swim. So.
And she's a swim teacher?
But yeah, she's an all-American swimmer. So yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
But I don't know if that's the same as like you can teach an infant how to swim.
No, but she knows how to like teach kids.
Okay.
Anybody can throw a kid in a pool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and then have
that.
Me sitting there with a noodle. Yeah, you put them on the noodle and let them swim around.
That's so exciting. I can't believe it's next month.
Yeah.
Oh my God, next month you're going to be a dad, probably.
Right. Probably, most likely.
Yikes.
That's how it works.
He could be a mom.
Out.
Well, I don't know.
I
if
actually
it's a
felt the kid
late.
Kick last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you kick back?
Has he held on?
No, well, we didn't do that last night, but I...
Didn't fertilize?
No, but he was pretty active that
he would have grabbed it.
He probably would have grabbed it.
Ew.
I think I've been hitting his head or something because I guess he lays upside down.
That's a big compliment to yourself.
Not really. I mean,
if your penis is that big,
it's right there.
If the kid's head's big,
if it's coming through the
head.
Birth canal, yeah. But otherwise, if it's tucked up in the uterus, then you shouldn't be fucking feeling it.
But it's got
taking his little hand
instead of a cone. It's got a dent reverse.
Oh, Jesus.
It's got a mushroom stamp on its fucking head.
That's right.
Got a giant buffalo head in there.
Do you really think? I mean, you must think of that in the moment. You're probably like. Fuck, I'm not hitting my kid in the head. That's traumatizing.
No.
You're traumatizing your kid before it's even fucking born.
No, wait, no.
Yes.
Unless it's like brought up and then
it starts crying. It's like, wah, wah.
I mean, if I start seeing like hands are like pushing on the stomach, I may start thinking about it.
He's trying to escape.
No.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God, you're hitting me hard. Please stop. And he's like kicking and pushing.
How is Ashley doing? Like her mental state? I know she's uncomfortable, but you know, I've been following a bunch of pregnant chicks on Instagram and a lot of them are having their first child. And to me, it just seems like it must be pretty fucking scary to be like in a few weeks, I'm going to be pushing this thing out of my vagina, and the plan is to push it out of my vagina. It's not like just cut me open and pull it out. I mean, that to me is just really fucking frightening, because I feel like you could, obviously some people are more prepared than others, but at the end of the day, you're going to be doing something that's really fucking painful and really fucking hard.
She's in this group on Facebook, and okay. She tells me some of the dumb things, and I said, those people should not be...
What are some of the dumb things?
One lady was like, I'm 7 months pregnant. Is it okay if I keep drinking energy drinks?
Okay. Even I knew no caffeine.
She's a month out. She's like, should I start looking for a new job now, even though she has pregnancy, like, you know, leave.
Oh my God.
Maternity leave?
Yeah, maternity leave. Is it safe to drink caffeine and stuff the day of you're having the baby?
Yeah, to give you the energy to push it out.
Which
that makes sense to me.
But that's not.
Oh, you can't do that.
Okay. Is it okay if I do a few bumps because I don't pay for it?
I may be up at 36 hours. Can I do some bumps and then get this kid out of here?
I need to stay awake to get
this kid. As long as I don't pay for it, it makes it okay, Mom.
Yeah. Yes, Mom, I'm not doing that. So. No, it's just dumb
questions.
Legitimate question.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. Well, it seems like Ashley's kind of got it under control. She's ready to go. She's ready to have this baby, right?
Yes.
Have this kid.
Yeah. Mm. She's ready. We must have this kid. It's got to pop out.
All right. And then are you going to try to do like get pregnant right away again?
No.
Because it sounds like you're maybe trying to have at least two, right?
No. We'll see how this one goes. I'm not going
to
push it.
We have to see how this one goes. Don't we know how it goes?
How many kids do you guys want, Lemmy?
I think at least two, right?
We would do two, but it just depends on, you know. I mean, we kind of like living our life. Like,
your life is over, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to have a fucking kid. Yeah,
your life
you should have thought about that a year
over.
Ago.
No, what I mean is...
you were fucking dropping loads in her.
No.
Yeah,
what
and
I,
she's pegging you back.
No, what I mean is that getting her pregnant again, I don't think that'd be fair if it's, you know, bad. If, you know, if it's that miserable for her, so she can get back to normal.
But if you want two kids, that's kind of how you make another one.
We may not need two kids.
Okay, I don't know if you need two kids for your business.
Two kids is good
sometimes. To work the farm.
Yeah, cutting the grass. And
you just need one.
Riding the goats.
Okay, well, I was just thinking, like, you got a brother. Is Ashley she's an only child, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just thinking, most people don't say, I want one, because then that one kid turns into a fucking asshole. Not Ashley, but most of them do. I know a few only children, yep. And they don't turn out well.
You gotta have a playmate, man. Come on.
Yeah, and then you get that experience of having
a sibling. You need a daughter.
Yeah, you need a daughter. Get one. Make one.
Yeah, go make a daughter.
Yeah, go bake one. Come on.
We'll get a surrogate.
Would you?
Wilhelmina.
Oh, jeez.
Lil Wilhelmina.
Yeah, that would go over well.
Would you... Obviously, you wanted a boy. It seems like all guys want
yes.
a boy.
Yeah, of course.
I've only known one guy that wanted a girl, and I think I know why he wanted a girl, even though the reasoning was otherwise, but I think I know why he preferred a girl.
Is that because he divorced his wife?
No, it's because he's short. Oh. And so I was thinking, like, he was... In my mind, I'm like, he probably doesn't want maybe a short boy.
Oh,
so he was
gotcha.
Thinking, like, if I have a daughter and she's short, who fucking cares?
I've always said, like, I'd rather have two boys, but I'd be happy with a daughter as long as I also had a son.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I agree
if you just had
points.
A girl, then you got another girl, you'd be like, fuck this!
Oh, yeah, you gotta keep
so
trying then. No, I'm like,
keep
sorry,
trying.
Ashley,
what if it's
look.
Like seven tries?
Well, listen, then we're gonna go kids. For eight. Eight and nine. I mean, until the, you know, the testicles stop working and the sperm stop swimming.
Yeah, and the fucked up thing is it's your fault. I remember reading this thing like in ancient Egypt or, I don't know, other places where if the women in the harem wouldn't give the man a son or whoever, the emperor a son, like they would all be beheaded or whatever.
Well, yeah.
But it was his sperm that...
You
was
know,
giving him the wrong
you
one.
You know they call that time, right? The good old days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know that guy did it on. He knew it. He knew it. It was his sperm, and that was his way out to just like, okay, I'm done.
He was like,
bitch.
I hate this bitch.
Yeah, I'm done. All right. On to the next one.
I hate her anyways. Get this bitch out of my fucking face. But I know, here's the thing. You have all these preferences now, but if you had a kid, even if you had like three girls, you would be like fucking jazzed about it.
Of course.
You know. I mean, it would kind of, I don't want to say it would kind of suck because you're just good at so many, and I'm talking to Blitz, not Lemmy. You're good at so many, like, boy stuff, like the camping and, you
know. Girls like that stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah, girls, but I mean, like hunting and the guns. I'm not saying they don't.
Listen, they're not all,
but even Blitz,
they're not
just
all girls
said,
from California, okay? There's girls around here that like
fuck,
that.
I know
there's
that,
a lot of girls out there that go riding with.
Yeah. Can you just shut the fuck up? You were the one that said you wanted a boy,
yeah,
so you could do boy stuff. Not that you won't do typical boy stuff with a girl, but you said that you would just like to have a son, maybe.
Absolutely.
Is that why, or is it because like then you feel like you have to worry about him less?
Oh, and I need someone to carry on the name.
That's true. The name is everything. Yep. Right, Anna?
The name is everything. Yes, yes, yes. would you have a little Blitz Jr. running around? You wouldn't name it that, would
yes.
you?
Yeah, Blitz. Blitz Jr. Junior.
No, but I mean like Chris. You wouldn't name it Chris.
Why would I name a kid Chris?
Yeah, that's stupid. That's not your name.
Yeah, well, he's talking about the last name. No, carry on that last name.
Yeah,
that
last
you, like,
name.
Oh, okay. Well, it's I didn't know
the first name.
Junior.
No, I would not. I would not have a junior.
No. And it sounds like, Lemmy, you wouldn't either. Otherwise, you probably would have. But did that come up at all?
I wouldn't want that. I don't want someone to have the same name as me.
To have to live up to everything you've accomplished?
I was just saying, yeah. I wouldn't want them to have to live up to my legacy. So I'm doing them a favor.
Yes, I hope that kid doesn't peak at 7. So, I mean, I put some high stakes on him. Fucking mom.
I love that.
You're fucking mom.
Yeah.
I'm a mom?
No. Lummy's fucking mom.
Oh, your mom said that.
She doesn't do pills, but she had to be on fucking pills that day. I think my dad drugged her or something.
Oh, man, I wish I could meet your parents.
Me.
Will they come to BARP or anything?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we
I feel
have
like
a Lummy's parents.
No.
I feel like they don't. I know you have like an Uncle Mark that kind of lets them in on what's going on the show, but they personally don't listen.
No, they don't listen.
Okay.
Busy.
It's nice like that, isn't it, Lemmy?
Yes, they're busy. They do other things.
How about Anna? How about do your parents?
My
listen?
Dad. My dad doesn't wake up till late.
Okay.
He wakes up about 10:30, 11.
And you're so it sounds like your mom is listening more often, or did that fall off?
Mine.
Yeah.
No, she's listened like once. She has she has friends that listen that will kind of. Tell
Oh, she's
her
got
stuff,
an Uncle
though.
Mark too, huh?
Isn't she curious to listen?
I don't want her to.
But you haven't told her that, have you?
Yeah, kind of.
You said don't listen?
No, but
in that case, I would think she would 100% listen.
Yeah, no.
Nah, okay. All right.
I mean, she's probably still sleeping right now, so.
Exactly. See, that's what the parents
Yeah, but
is.
We have this thing where, you know, you can listen to the archive shows and.
That's too difficult.
Then you gotta subscribe and like all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're right.
She doesn't know how to do any of that.
Exactly. I forgot who I'm so sorry. I forgot
if
who I was
If it's not on
with.
Facebook, she doesn't know how to do it.
Well, guess what? We're actually on Facebook now. I don't know if you knew that.
I know.
A good thing with my dad is he only knows how to get on the stock sites and the gambling sites, and that's it.
And that's it. And that's all where he needs to be. He
yep.
doesn't need to be anywhere
He's
else.
Gambling away all of Lummy's inheritance.
Yeah.
Or winning it, either way.
Yeah, no, my dad listens from time to time, and then my mom now listens too, which is why she thought I had
Good.
A drug problem. I told you guys
That's
that.
Not thought,
and then all
yeah.
of a sudden your drug problem just went away, like you went to rehab.
Yeah, pretty much,
yeah.
Which makes me think it wasn't really a problem, which makes me think I should totally start doing it again if it's not a problem, you know? But,
again, like when God, this sounds so dumb, but when we first started drinking energy drinks, like every now and then, like a half a can or like, you know, one or two a week.
It's just a little pick-me-up.
No problem.
Yeah.
But then you quickly went from like that to like multiple a day.
Listen, if a half is good, six is better.
Okay, Sponge.
Yeah, pretty much. It got to the point where I was like, well, I could go to sleep now, but I have a Celsius in the fridge tomorrow. And if I stay up for another half an hour, 45 minutes, and I'll just drink some energy drink and I'll be fine. Yeah. And can I tell you, this is the most fucked up part. I remember I was leaving the gym when I was like at the height of my addiction.
Okay.
And I was like, I slept 5 hours last night and it was like 6 or 7 p.m. and I was leaving the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I feel fucking amazing. Because I was just like, have a sip here. I was cracked out. And that was kind of a scary moment because I said, I'm actually getting less sleep than I was before. And I'm feeling more energized because I'm having so much caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt great. And I know that is a false sense of greatness because you will crash or you'll fuck up your heart or get heart arrhythmia or something. But that was the scary part where I was like, I'm fucking killing life right now.
How much caffeine do you think is in your coffee every morning?
An average cup has about, I want to say 80 or 90.
Okay.
I think. The coffee that I drink, yeah, I'd probably say maybe like 110 or something like that. Sometimes I'll have a second cup, which like, again, is like, all right, what are you doing? But I was having this full coffee plus like an energy drink and maybe 1.5.
I know.
So I've definitely reduced it by a large margin for sure. And also just with the energy drinks, you're getting all this other shit. Like, this is just bean water. This is just bean water.
Well,
depends on where
they
the beans
burn
come
it
from.
First.
Yeah. Sure, but what? If you get a flavor,
they burn
you get
it, they crush it, and then they filter
water
through it.
It's processed. I get it, but you're not getting like aspartame and like fake sweeteners and shit like that. Like that can't be good for you.
Well, that's why like things like Celsius, they weren't as bad.
It had what like stevia or something in it, like to sweeten it, or monk fruit extract or some shit.
Yeah, it's got dung fruit in it.
It was like the healthier. It's like a healthy candy bar. It's like, oh, it's not healthy for you, but it's like less offensive than something else.
I got dragon eye fruit for you to try.
Oh, do you?
Dragon eye?
Dragon eye fruit.
That's not the pink one with the white.
That's a dragon fruit.
Let me look what this fucking thing is. You have it here? Or?
Yeah.
Dragon eye fruit. Mm.
You've heard of this before, Lum Lum?
Yeah.
Did you get it from the Colombians or whoever you did business with? Dragon eye fruit?
Dragon eye fruit. So it's in a yellow blitz or like an orangish teal that has like.
It says dragon eyeball fruit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It almost looks like.
It's in the lychee family.
I was going to say a lychee, but.
It is. It's
not
in the same family.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking. Lychee, and then there's the rum. Rambutan?
Yeah, they were making a lot of stuff out of dragon fruit for a while.
Rambutan?
I think we've tried to mess with a sorbet.
You know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying.
Do you not? This thing here? All. I tried one of these a couple weeks ago.
What?
Here. I put on this screen here. This one? Rambutan? I think it's like a lot of Jamaican people.
Oh, okay.
Eat it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do now.
They look kind of spiky and hairy. It's really good.
It looks kind of like a dragon fruit.
It's exactly like a lychee inside. Same kind of deal inside.
Well, the dragon eye fruits are kind of interesting.
Yeah. Have you tried it? You liked it?
It's interesting.
Okay.
Don't you think if you eat a couple of them, it has like a different flavor?
Like super sweet. It looks like it's a super sweet fruit.
It's not. It's supposed to taste like a cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it kind of has like a gelatiny.
It's a gelatiny. It's got a giant... Because it looks like the eyeball, because it's got a giant seed in the middle.
Yeah, but don't you feel like it's like a lot of them have like different flavor profiles, not just the same. Almost like those halos you got the one time.
Mm-hmm.
One was good, like one citrus. Was like, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm down to try that. That looks good.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit the gym. And then it looks like we've done just about an hour, folks.
And we got to come back here.
Got to come back here. We have Kevin's Law tonight. Yep. We can we say that, as I say it, can we say that we saw the new?
No. Of course.
Oh, God. That's when we just go dead air, and
I should have just cut it. I should just cut it off.
We saw it's still in the works, but we saw the new studio. Kevin's new studio.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool. I'm all about the adult treehouse look. That's like a vibe with like wooden panels in the back and a shelf with maybe like a shrub or something, like a fern or something like that.
Let me, because she probably hasn't. Have you seen that treehouse on I-4?
Yes.
And now they're building that office right behind it or whatever now, connecting to it?
Yeah, well, it's like a farmer kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
next to that warehouse.
Was it Hope Farm? Or, yeah. No, Wish Farm. Wish
whatever it is, right next to that, yeah.
Anna would think that was cool as shit. It's an actual like tree fort that this company built.
Yeah,
and then
what goes on there?
Sex.
I thought it was part of the farm.
It's part of the company.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's their headquarters.
Okay.
So now they're building right behind it, like their office buildings, and there's like a big walkway out to the tree farm, so like they can or the tree house, so they can kind of go out there and like hang out.
Oh,
that's cool.
It's really cool.
How high up is it?
20-30 feet maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's cool.
You could hurt yourself if you fell.
You can
you could die.
When you drive by I-4, you can see it for a little bit.
I-4 on I-4 on your way to Orlando.
It's in like Plant City.
Okay. No. I've only been to Orlando a handful of times.
Oh, no. Plant City? No, it's not good.
No.
Plant City's bad. But she doesn't
know that's why I said that.
What's in Plant City? Scooter? 385?
No.
No, you just said that everyone from Plant City is just
No, I just said Plant. I didn't say people. I didn't say anything about the people. I just said Plant City. And
well,
then
you know
went,
a couple people from Plant City.
Do I?
Yeah.
Who?
Yep.
Fistful Pills?
Yeah.
All right. Well, in there. Thank you guys for listening.
Kevin's Law 4.
Kevin's Law at 4 from 4 to 7, 3 full hours. I'm excited to talk to Rock about Kevin Samuels. I want to get him started on that. Because I'm like fully deep. Because he's the one that alerted me to who he was.
Now you listen all the time.
Now I listen all the time. I'm a subscriber. So thank you, Rock. And we'll be back tomorrow. Bubba Show, 6 to 10 a.m. with a sorry. Oh, shit. Yeah, YouTube on Wednesdays, right?
Yes.
And then Facebook on Thursdays. Yep. And Off the Rails on Fridays. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Thanks, Blitz. Thank you, Lummy. Bye.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.